82% of Conservative Party members want Theresa May to resign. By Breitbart London on May 5, 2019. A new poll by the Conservative Home website shows that the vast majority of Conservative members want Theresa May to stand down immediately. The poll, the third such survey in the last 2 months, showed that support for the Prime Minister resigning had surged from 71% a month ago to a staggering 82% now. The poll follows abysmal results for the Conservatives in the local elections held on Thursday, in which the party lost over 1,300 councillors. The party is also expected to do badly in the upcoming European Parliament elections due on May 23. According to the latest YouGov poll, the Conservatives are in a distant third place on 13% behind the Brexit Party on 30% and Labour on 21%. The poll follows calls by many members including former Tory leader Ian Duncan Smith for Mrs. May to set an immediate date for her departure. Deputy Chairman of the European Research Group, ERG, Mark Francois echoed Mr. Duncan Smith's calls on Sunday, saying, "Ian Duncan Smith called on her to go yesterday, I entirely endorse Ian's call. We cannot go on like this, the only way we will leave the European Union realistically is with a leader who actually believes in it," Mr. Francois told LBC Radio. Other members, including many of the influential backbench 1922 Committee of MPs, have told Mrs. May to go or suggested that they will change party rules in order to force a second vote of no confidence in her leadership. Mrs. May survived a first vote of no confidence in December and party rules state that a second contest cannot be held for a following 12 months. Members are prepared to move to change these rules, however, following the local election results. Former cabinet member Preeti Patel said that after speaking to voters while campaigning, they very categorically said she, May, is part of the problem. On Wednesday, grassroots Conservative members took the extreme measure of forcing an extraordinary general meeting to hold a vote of no confidence in Theresa May's leadership themselves. This is the first time in the history of the Conservative Party that such action has been taken. 70 Constituency Association chairmen signed a letter insisting on an EGM to discuss the Prime Minister's future. However, this vote is only advisory and not binding.